Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaum moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stoner. Kaum scores. Hunfield moves to third. Metzler moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Metzler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Jess Doyle now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Falk moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Heilman moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner bunts towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clancy. Heilman scores. Blue scores. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Kahm reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Kahm scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. One out. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Doyle covering. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 1 in the game. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Warner moves to second. One out. Al Wingo pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Warner scores. Wingo moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Wingo scores. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts in front of the plate. Bassler fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. McCurdy scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for George Smith. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to third. Basler moves to second. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-4 in the game. Tavner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gibson now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. Connolly bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kham hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Warner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Warner reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-5 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler fires to first and picks off Hunfield. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.